The Pete Santilli Show.
Drinking water before bed burned 46 pounds in 2 weeks. If you are struggling to lose weight,
where the crown jewel was in those servers at Maricopa County, they knew that on election day they could find out how many people were running around out on the street real time. They knew that Runbeck, okay, like Borelli literally told me, I don't know if you heard the recording of my conversation with him. He admitted that there's a connection between Runbeck and Toma. And he says that there's no problem with that. So I therefore wrote off Sonny Borelli making a statement like that, okay, as a senator, saying that there's no problem with the connection between Ben Toma, the Speaker of the House, and Runbeck, who is known to be printing fake ballots. He's now not a source for me. He's not an ally. He's a suspect, okay? Period.
Well,
right?
If I may add, yeah. I mean, honestly, I've had numerous opportunities to have confidential and exclusive information from Sonny, from Wendy, from Liz, from many of the Arizona legislature, as well as U.S. Congress members. And I certainly never would have done, you know, the recording and put that out public, because again, I want to make sure that I always have access to these people. Yeah. So that's just something that I would have done completely different.
But
this is
what I do. I've had Sonny as a good
source for a lot of information, and I've kept that information close to the vest.
Yeah.
Again, Runbeck is absolutely an issue.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a problem.
Yeah.
Ben Toma, the Speaker of the House, his family runs that and owns it. So yeah, it's a major, major problem.
Yeah.
And I don't care who hears that.
Josh, because it is a problem.
And I personally was Sonny Borelli, I probably would have had a different attitude towards Runbeck and towards the Speaker of the House. However, he's a member of the legislature. There's only certain things that he can say or do before they come after him and try to censure him like they're trying to do to Liz Harris. So I think we have to put the whole thing
this is uncomfortable. That's why I open up by saying you keep arm's length. You know, and you said, oh, yeah, I mean, most people would not. And I'm a United States Marine. At the point where I made the decision to put Borelli's recording out there, you know, because, of course, you know, you want to keep even your enemies closer to you and people are playing chess. No, I don't. I blew the frickin' bridge, okay, at that point. And anybody that mentions something on the record like that or even in a conversation, you have an off-the-record conversation with me and you mention something stupid like that, I'm blowing your bridge. I'm gonna tell everybody that. And by the way, don't think that you can get away with your crap by avoiding me. Because you may look to your left and look to your right. Those may be my primary sources. So I have no problem with taking a freaking bullet like that from somebody like Sonny Borelli and all those in the upper echelon and say, you put us out there like that, we won't talk to you. I don't need to talk to you. I got sources in cubicles right next to you, okay? You don't need to talk to me. But if you say something stupid, Borelli, I'm putting you on freaking blast. There's a problem with Ben Toma, the Speaker of the House, the Republican, kind of like Borelli, the Republican. I know that that's a sham, okay? And I'm digging into his freaking mortgages. So I don't want you to get caught in that mess, but I will say to our viewing audience, I will put any source like that on freaking blast, especially if they're a Arizona senator that is partly to blame, I believe, for Carrie Lake not being the governor. He knows full well what I know about what he knows.
Look, I'll say this as a blanket statement. Mm. Republicans in the state of Arizona didn't do their job.
They didn't
do enough in order to make sure that the 2022 midterm election was not stolen. And that can go on blast to anyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what position they hold. Okay, Kelly Ward is a prime example. Thank goodness she's not there anymore. Okay, there's a couple of other people, some of the legal team, shall we say, behind the scenes. Let's talk about, you know, the audit itself, some of the idiots that were running the audit. Okay, one of them now is a member of the House, Ken Bennett. What a putz this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
Total rhino. Okay, I'll say it point blank. I got no problem with it. So the bottom line is, you brought in the cyber ninjas, which I have said before, and I'll say again until I'm blue in the face, they were a plant. okay? They were a plant. They were not a real organization that was put forward in an audit to get to the truth. They were indeed a plant. They were probably Democrats or liberals. They were hired by the left, whatever. And the bottom line is there was three options at the end of the audit. Option number one, tell the truth 100%. Show the fake ballots. Show everything. Show the ballot harvesting. Show it all. They didn't do that. They left them out.
Josh,
and
tell
then
me
the
if
second
you agree
version
with me.
Was not as bad, but pretty bad. And then the last version, which is the one that they took, they made everything balanced by taking all the fraudulent votes out. So we spent millions of dollars. We wasted time. We wasted our money. And then, of course, we had pressure from, you know, fat asses like Mark Elias, the cheeseburger thigh scumbag from Washington, mm-hmm. Perkins Coie, and many others. And then, of course, we had these other people that were sabotaging the process the entire time. Thankfully, some of them are gone.
I will say, point blank,
the Arizona Republican Party, the Arizona leadership, dropped the ball.
Failed.
They didn't do enough to secure Carrie Lake's victory. And that goes to anyone in the Arizona legislature.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And Josh, again, a tremendous respect for you. And I mean this genuinely. Otherwise, if I thought you were part of the scam, I'd blow you up too. Absolutely not. You've been fighting at the grassroots level to try to energize people, to give these people the support. And I want you to have a great relationship with them. That's why I said keep arm's length from me. I'm from Ohio. And I'll tell Wendy Rogers and any other politician, okay? If you say something stupid to me, I'm putting you on blast. But avoiding me is not going to have you escape accountability, because my sources are in the cubicles right next to you. So make sure that, and that's the way we're going to start running this country, to hold these people accountable, is we're going to run an open source intelligence network that will outperform. And when somebody's doing something wrong, we're going to call them out on it, and it's going to be from the bottom up. And let's transition here. These so-called influencers, and they go out, they'll set up their nonprofits and their political campaigns. We donate to them, and we spend millions of dollars. And then you get somebody like Doug Logan. Tell me if you agree with this. This guy's got a family. He's got like kids. I mean, I'm understanding he's a really good guy. But that is not the kind of guy that you want to have in the vice with this system over his head that says, if you do this, we're going to take food off of the table of your children. And he had to say he was under tremendous pressure. And because he had so much on the line, his business, his family, and all that stuff, at minimum, you don't have somebody perform a task like he does with family members like that. I think that's where they took him out. They said, if you put the word fraud in that report,
they probably threatened his life.
They probably threatened his life.
If you don't do
what
family. If you show what we know is there, we're going to kill you and your family. I mean,
he's
got
a beautiful
family,
right?
Did that to him.
At minimum, you don't hire somebody with that much family into, you know, a counter coup. You know what I mean? Because what's the CIA going to do? They're going to use, you know, Karen Fenn to threaten you with her attorneys to take food off of the table of your children. Anyways, our viewers may or may not know.
The worst in the country.
Oh my goodness! All right, so Josh, let's talk about this thing. We're going to use this as a segue, because we'll talk about solutions before we finish here. There is this huge effort to take out the populist movement. It's happening right now. You know this. You're part of this too, because I'm understanding that you've got the left wingers. I call them chunky yogurt from the Young Turks. That's a George Soros funded operation.
Oh, without a doubt.
They're now. You've energized them, and they're attacking you. I understand. Is that correct? Tell me what happened with Chunk Yogurt. Why he would fire up his FBI 4chan to come after you?
Yeah. Well, basically, because he dared to have me on his show to debate him, and I absolutely intellectually eviscerated him in front of his audience, and then that wasn't enough.
What
then
was this?
The black professor wanted some. So I beat him so bad. I beat him like a rented mule so bad that they turned my microphone off. Okay? So no one can beat me in a debate, because the truth is on my side. So it's over the minute it starts. And that's what happened. So what did he do? Because he felt butthurt, he pinned my website to the video on YouTube. And now we have these left-wing dickheads basically coming out of the woodwork and attacking the site. And they did it to my live stream that I do on Friday nights. And so we've now done even more security specifically for the chat box, which again was attacked. We've got an admin now and all this other stuff. So, you know, look, they never stop.
I'm laughing
they never
because,
stop. They yeah. keep coming after me and keep coming after me. But
that's great.
You
no,
know
I
what?
Know it's stressful.
I just build a mountain of bodies. And skulls and everything else, and I stand on top of it and I laugh at these idiots.
All right, now listen. Let's go back to this, and I know it's stressful because you're trying to reach out to your audience. You do a lot of we do a lot of work to prepare a show, obviously. And when they're starting to attack you and to bring you down, there's a psychological aspect of that that's very, very grueling because you don't really know what's coming at you. This is what happened with me. When you get 4chan after, you know who they are, right?
Yes.
Who are they, in your opinion?
Basically, like underground internet, you know, hackers and things like that.
They're literally FBI trolls. They're literally online hacks. They're these people work for the FBI and George Soros and the left. They will hack into a bank. They've got access to some very sophisticated stuff. When you get 4chan. Depending on what level, and I learned a lot about it because you know what I said? I said, bring it. I told them to bring it. Never say that. Don't go head to head with them. I'm going to talk with you offline as to what we had to do to get them to back away. But here's my main point. When you got 4chan after you, I say, you're doing a good job, Josh. Okay.
Well, don't say anything off the air, though. Dude, I'll end up putting it on my video.
No, do not. Don't go after them. They're nasty. Don't go head to head with them. There's ways to get around them. But my kudos and congratulations to you, because you know what? If you don't have 4chan whipped up and Junk Yogurt whipped up, then you're irrelevant. You're insignificant. That tells me all I need to know about the work you're doing to bring down a freaking deep state and these George Soros communists. That's a great
thing.
That's
what they are. That's absolutely what they are. And you should see the vile things. I don't know if you have screenshots or not, but some of the most vile things that they were saying, you know, we're coming after you, we're coming after your site.
I don't even want to give them
coming after that.
Don't give them any kudos. I don't want to put any of their screenshots on. I'm going to share with you offline. That's what they want. They actually work really hard to get put on blast. Like, get on the Pete Santilli show with Josh Bernstein. Look at my name is up there. They're on the B boards and they fight for recognition. And that's how they get pulled up to the A boards. But these are FBI trolls. They're literally FBI COINTELPRO trolls. They threatened to rape my children, my beautiful girls. I mean, they did some terrible, terrible things. Here's what I would like to do. And I said, you know, when we first came on, you're not going to like what I have to say about how to deal with them. Don't go head to head with them at all. Just avoid them, ignore them. I opened up my phone lines one time and that feeds what they do. Stay away from them and just focus on the reasons why their masters light them up to come get you. Keep doing that.
See, I always say this. You know, look, they're fascists, right? They call us fascists, but they're the fascists because they don't believe in freedom of speech. They only believe in speech that they agree with, that anyone else, if you say anything else that they don't like, then you can't say it. So I always say just the opposite. Okay, fine. If we're the fascists, which of course we're not, and so what are you guys? You're communists. Well, what's the difference between a fascist and a communist? Not much, right? No. So here's what I always say. Bring it on the fact of, if you want, let's debate. Let's talk like civil people. Let's go through the issues and let's see who wins, which I already know the answer to. But no one will do that. And there's a spot on the site where they can pay for 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 2 hours, whatever they want. And I'll go through any issue with them.
No,
and we'll record it and we'll put it out there.
No,
but they're not interested.
And that's what I'm saying. You're not going to like what I have to say. And I'm going to talk to you offline. I've been there, done that. And Josh, here's what I want to say. Congratulations to you. Whatever issue it was that you went after that caused their masters to light up their online Antifa people, focus on those issues, but don't go head to head. It's kind of like, you know, you don't go head to head with Satan, right? Because you're going to get burnt.
We do it every day, it seems, doesn't it?
Yeah, but stay away from them, I say. Don't give them any recognition at all, and I'll talk to you offline about how you go around eventually. These are kids that get they're the Antifa of the internet. They're very
skilled.
Yeah,
I don't normally do that. I just cover what I cover, and that's the end of it. They are the ones that come after me.
Go after Chunk Yogurt. Chunk Yogurt is funded by Soros. He's a disgusting, filthy, freaking communist. He's a propagandist, leftist propagandist. Let's continue to go after Chunk Yogurt. Absolutely. Now, Josh, we've been talking about solutions here, and we're going to go to a break here. And how many minutes do we have? Just a couple minutes. We're going to go to a break. Can you stay with me?
Yeah.
On the other side of the break, because we have to talk about this. And I don't want any one of us to be a leader in this effort and just kind of push every single person that's hearing our voice right now to take care of your residence, your home, defend your life, liberty, and property, right? Go out, and because we're in a military coup right now, we'll come back on the other side of the break. We need to recognize, like, what has happened on January 6th, you know, and everything leading up to that, and what we're contending with right now. Well, how do we respond to that? We don't sit there and wait for President Trump to come into office in 2024. We're not going to wait for that. We need to drill all the way down and make sure that everybody at each and every residence is prepared to fight back in this war. We need to prepare everybody that's behind every blade of grass that has defended our nation at the residence level. Take care of your property. Take care of your life. Take care of your liberty. And that's where our strength is going to come. Do you agree with that?
I do, yeah. I've said this before. I don't know if it was on your show or on many others. I'm upset that Trump announced to run for president in 2024, and here's the reason why. He should have said, I am announcing today that I am going to lead the revolution for 2024. I think there's a lot different.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're gonna be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrideonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrideonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
Noticing a difference in the energy level that I've had and the severity of my heart problems. It's funny, you start to begin to have this sense that there's actual healing taking place inside the body.
Well, I'm one of the generation born in 1947, so on the front end of the baby boom, all I can say is if you want prolonged life, better health, more energy, better sleep, this is a great product.
Hi, I'm Ron Paul. I know what you're thinking, another gold commercial. But don't put the TV on mute. You owe it to yourself to listen. Stock markets may be high right now, but they'll eventually fall. And when they do, your retirement savings will fall along with them. Call the experts at Goldco today to learn more about how easy it is to invest in gold with a gold IRA.
Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete.
One of the most important challenges our country is facing is healthcare. Hi, this is Pete Santilli, and I want to introduce you to Global Tech, and that's with a K, MD. This is a 100% conservative, patriot-run telemedicine company dedicated to health freedom for all Americans. But don't take my word for it. Just take a look at their board of directors. Deb and I joined Global Tech MD, and I tell you, we couldn't be happier. We got the first month for only $9.95, and you will too by using promo code Pete. Or by calling 844-GLOBE-MD. That's 844-456-2363. Or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your area 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no consultation fees, no co-pays, and no walk-in clinics. And the best part is, it covers your entire family. Global Tech MD also gets you up to 85% savings on prescription drugs at participating pharmacies. And did you know, 73% of all doctor visits can be avoided with a simple telemedicine phone call. Stop paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month on expensive healthcare. Global Tech MD is redefining what it means to make house calls. Call them from the comfort of your home, and one of their network doctors will call you back within minutes. Don't wait. Call 844-GLOBE-MD or globaltechmd.com today. That's globaltechmd.com.
Talk about Miles.
Okay, so before we begin in this next segment, we want to make sure that we end with great solutions. You know, we can criticize, people of Arizona. I mean, I will say this: Arizona has been captured. I mean, they've just been so deeply infiltrated. It just has to be, like Elon Musk said, you got to start from scratch. It's just such a mess. I mean, if you can imagine, we can't even find out like who's on the team and who's off the team, and those people are looking around.
The only thing I'll say about Arizona is this: we just got rid of Rusty Bowers as the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
He was an absolute disaster. The fact that they then brought in Ben Toma as his replacement tells me everything I need to know about what the Arizona legislature is all about, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'll just leave it right there.
Yeah, and this problem is much, much bigger than Arizona. So I will say this. I'll say, I have to write them off as in they just need to be just leveled and rebuilt, from the ground.
Maricopa County is owned by D.C.
Oof,
it might as
goodness.
Well just be an extension.
Yeah.
The cartels are allowed to operate inside the United States. because we leave the border wide open in Arizona in particular. You've got Abbott in Texas, so you can't do it there. You've got New Mexico, but the entry points are for the most part in Arizona. And so that's why we have the situation that we are in. Yeah. And that's why we have Cartel Kate, the fake governor, in the position that she's in as well.
Now let's turn the corner here. And I said, we have to discuss what this is. Did you say you wanted to talk about Miles? Because we can.
I mean, this is unreal. They just arrested Miles Gao, the founder of the New Federation of China. That was the one that I did that interview with at AmeriFest that people saw. And they just arrested him.
Miles, we've been covering it the entire first hour. This is an attack, and we opened up the show cold open with his efforts to take down the CCP. His support of Steve Bannon, building a media outlet, is a huge, huge thing. We're talking about us. Tens of millions of people have gathered around Steve Bannon's show. All right, Miles Guo has been behind building that up, and also reportedly helping to get Getter going. Social media platform that's cancel proof. But this is not just an attack on Miles Guo. This is an attack on all of us. He's literally helped fuel and build the populist movement.
Not only that, Pete, but also, you know, your very brilliant producer said it earlier, which is the fact that he was also responsible for getting the Hunter Biden video information and the Hunter Biden laptop and all of that. So you have a situation where you've got Biden and Hunter, right? So you have the Biden family embarrassed. Then you have the CCP being uncovered as well. And of course, he's trying to take down the CCP. So he's enemy number one,
Josh,
because the CCP and the Biden regime are one and the same. There's no difference between them. Okay, Xi's hand is so shoved so far up Biden's ass that he can move his mouth.
Yeah. Pause for a second. I'm telling our viewing audience, pause for a second, because we've been covering this up to this point. And what Josh Bernstein just said, let that settle in. The Hunter Biden laptop story, okay, was delivered because of Miles Guo. It was also distributed heavily in China. Do you remember all the Chinese broadcasters, independent media broadcasters? Mm-hmm. That was delivered by Miles Guo, right? Do you remember? We remember all that, like what is to come, what's on that laptop. That was all driven by Miles Guo. He helped set up the meeting and put, you know, Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani, and that laptop came through that effort that Miles Guo was pushing. So it's remarkable how the DOJ all of a sudden has this.
And we ought to pray for Miles Gao, because here's the deal. The bottom line is, now they're going to extradite him to China. And if he goes and steps in foot in China, it's over for him. Mm. So we've got to pray somehow that someone can interject and you know, get him out. But the problem is, you've got a fake attorney general. You've got fake judges. You've got paid off judges. You've got judges owned by the CCP. You got the cartels running Arizona. You got the cartels running Washington.
The FBI
CCP behind it all, funding with the World Economic Forum.
The FBI's MRAPs need to have a red star on it, because they're the army of China Joe. And don't tell me that there's a disconnection between the FBI as China Joe's army going after Miles Guo. Don't tell me there's a disconnection between the CCP, you know, and right?
Oh, yeah, he's marked number one most wanted person by the CCP is Miles, without a doubt. No one's even close to that.
Okay, and where does that come from? That comes from us. He built these, literally, he's a billionaire, brilliant businessman, you know, by financing and helping, you know, Steve Bannon, obviously, in building Real America's Voices show, tens of millions of people. Who are those people? That's us. The attack is on us, folks.
Correct. People need to understand that this is a boomerang effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First,
that's right.
It's Miles. Then who? Then is it Steve? Then is it, you know, someone
Epic
after
Times.
That? Is
Epic
it
Times.
Breitbart? Is it Epic Time? Let me. Where does it end?
It doesn't end as far as they're concerned, but it ends when we rise up to it, and this is how we're going to do it. And here are the solutions that I want to have the discussion about, ladies and gentlemen. When they take out, now I use this analogy, As far as financing is concerned, I've always told my listening audience I'd rather have a million people with a $1 bill. That's $1 million, right? Versus one millionaire. We'd rather have a billion people worldwide now. We can escalate in to a higher level of thinking here. You take out Miles Guo, all right? You take out a billionaire, well, we're going to backfill it with a billion people with a $1 bill. You'd have to take out all of us individually. And that's where I said we need to think at the residential level. Everybody think our strength is going to come through the strength of each and every household. You must be prepared and have a mindset that, hey, let's go back to January 6th. There is plenty of evidence, and I'm right in the belly of the beast, right in the middle, in the eye of the hurricane. These January 6th videos, in the courtroom, they're trying to suppress the facial recognition, which demonstrates, there's whistleblowers that say that the entire frontline breach, guess who they were? They were military personnel that were reporting to the FBI. They used a little-known gimmick to avoid posse comitatus. They had active-duty military. They had commandos being deployed from Quantico, Virginia, without congressional or Capitol Police knowledge and oversight. The FBI deployed them in. This is a military coup that took place on January 6th. Well,
yeah, and then they taught Brazil how to do the same thing recently, too.
Yes, this is a military coup, so make no mistake about it. Now, why am I saying this? Not to be overly sensational and dramatic, because, folks, you can't sit there on the internet saying, I'm gonna, and share President Trump memes. That's not our way out of this. We're not going to do bank right. sales in a counter coup. How do we do it?
Yeah.
Everybody prepare and have the mindset. We are at war. I mean, this is literally all at war against, and it's fifth generational. It's psychological warfare. So exactly. Everybody have it in your head, right. Drill down to the residential level, prepare to defend your streets and align with like-minded individuals, right? Your zip codes, your counties. We must be decentralized, county by county by county. And you can say, what am I going to do in my county? Get with your sheriff and say, arrest the people that killed individuals at the local hospital with remdesivir. That's a first order of business, right? Secondly, get these servers out of your fusion centers and your sheriff's department that co-locate voter data and real-time surveillance data at the fusion center. That will
get rid of the machines in general. I want to go back to hanging chads.
Get rid of the machines. Get rid of these servers. Get with your sheriff to do that. We have to do it at the county level. It's not going to come from the top. President Trump will not be able to get this done, Josh. He's not.
Let me read you something real quick. I came up with this the other day. It's a 10-point step-by-step on how to destroy America. Step number one was to release a virus to stop Trump and the great economy in order to steal elections. Step number two, create a poisonous, deadly experimental vaccine that doesn't work and kills millions of people, thus culling the world's population. Step number three, force mandates, close churches, lock down businesses, imploding any chances of an economic recovery. Step four, raise gas prices by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, making us energy dependent once again, and stop drilling in Anwar. Step number five, destroy the supply chains, food processing centers, increasing food scarcity fears. Step six, destroy our military, abandon our personnel and equipment, weakening our ability to fight future wars. Step seven, start an unwinnable and possibly deadly nuclear war with Russia in order to cover up crimes and corruption and sending billions of dollars and equipment to Ukraine, further weakening America's ability to respond to future attacks of aggression and military action. Step number eight, conduct a terrorist attack against red state voters by derailing a train and poisoning the water and air supply. Step number nine, purposely implode the stock market and the banks in order to rob Americans of their life savings, making them desperate and fearful. And the last step, number 10, God forbid if this happens, once Americans are completely stripped of their freedoms and assets, destroy the dollar and replace it with digital currency, thus controlling every aspect of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Sobering, absolutely sobering breakdown. But You know, they're throwing this stuff at us. This is part of the psychological warfare. I mean, every 2 days we wake up and there's something major. And we keep skipping over. I mean, the last one, the last false flag, the last major bombshell. Do you remember back in the day? And I know you do. Do you remember when Doug Hagman was reporting on the Wiener laptop?
Yeah, I do, actually.
The Wiener laptop. What was on that Wiener laptop? And the NYPD had seen what was on that Wiener laptop, and it was connected to Uma Abedin and Hillary Clinton.
Right. Do you remember that? That was the first Hunter Biden laptop story, basically.
How many
laptops? They treated it the same way.
How many laptops have we seen since then? Imran Awans, right? Anthony Wiener. Seth Rich. I mean, come on. How many laptops? Just measure what I'm saying here. Huh? And then Hunter Biden.
Not to mention Nancy's, right? Isn't Nancy's out there somewhere?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, on January 6th, somebody, I think, took her laptop. That's interesting. But just as a measure of what I'm talking about, laptop after laptop, how many years are we talking about now?
Back in 2012, 2011?
What, the Anthony Wiener laptop?
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around there in 2009.
I think that report
hit around there.
Eric
but,
Prince.
I mean, look, let's face it, at least 10 years. 10 years of the quote-unquote intel community hiding evidence of crimes against the American people.
Thank you. These are criminals. We have to say that right about that time, Ukraine was being overthrown. And Ukraine is the headquarters of the freaking deep state. Period.
Absolutely. The most corrupt country in all of Europe. They have the bio labs. It was never Russia, Russia, Russia. It was always Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine.
Yeah.
They helped steal the elections too. They are the most corrupt country pretty much in all of Europe. And the fact that we are supporting them shows you how corrupt we are. Because they know where the bodies are buried, they know where all the secrets lie, and they are hiding the Biden crime family's crimes in Ukraine and elsewhere, and that is one reason why we are shoveling billions and billions and billions of dollars. It's blackmail money, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Now, this effort here that began back in 12, 13, well, Barack Obama, you can even go even further back. I mean, this is Obama 3.0. But as far as the war that we're on the front doorstep of, that nobody wants to participate in, right now we're hearing Lindsey Graham saying that we want to bomb Russia or whatever. This guy's freaking out of his
Mexico.
Mind.
Mexico. Didn't he say Mexico?
But later, yeah. Bomb Mexico?
That's what he said. Yeah, he said go after the strike Mexico with the cartels. And why do that? They're all in Washington. That's where the cartels are.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
The worst drug gang is in Washington, D.C., folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of the black, you know, the black budget money that flows through the Central Intelligence Agency, one leg of that is the human trafficking network that comes up over the border, the drug trafficking that comes up over the border, the fentanyl that's being, you know, who's it being done by? I'll tell you what, in Ukraine alone, Ukraine is the piggy bank of the deep state. It's the central headquarters. And they were on the front doorstep. I'm not saying this to sympathize with Putin here, but in the remaining moments, everybody needs to have situational awareness here. Putin and Russia, these are facts as to how they've conducted themselves. They were not perpetrating war upon, they were not on our front doorstep at, over the border at Mexico with bioweapons labs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Well, look, the bottom line is Russia is more free in some respects than America is right now.
They are.
You know, look at their military compared to our military. Ours is an absolute disaster. Nothing but traitors at the top. I'm not talking about the soldiers, of course. They're great. They're grunts. They're patriots. I'm talking about how they're being run. They're more interested in wearing high heels than supplying, you know, the right type of weaponry and then leaving our weaponry in, you know, to the Taliban, turning it in from Afghanistan to Talibanistan. I mean, it's unbelievable what they have been able to get away with so far. And of course, Republicans can't do anything. They don't have any power. All they can do is investigate, right? They can't, you know, do anything. Even if they offer and they suggest criminal charges or try to impeach, you think that's going to go anywhere in the Senate? And even if it miraculously did, You really think the Attorney General is going to do anything about it? Of course not. He's on the take. He's owned by China as well. So we're in a bad position here in America. And
Josh,
the change is going to have to start at the local level.
Closing comments here. Okay. First of all, I'm going to overemphasize this point again. I see you as somebody that is trusted by the grassroots. You are. People go to you. They've trusted in you. You've got a great relationship with, you know, those that are unfortunately in an uphill battle in Arizona politics. You've got a great relationship with them as well. It's easy for me to be an Ohioan and criticize Arizona and threaten to sue you guys because, you know, Joe Biden's now my president. But that's from the peanut gallery. But I do applaud you, and I want to work with you and your grassroots viewership, right, to take ownership of every single. That's how we're going to do this, folks. County by county by county, street block by street block. That should give everybody a sense of hope, because there's nothing that can overpower us once we accept that it's up to us at our residence, us in our zip codes, us in our counties. And I know you've got a great audience, and I applaud your efforts. I want to do whatever I can to help support your efforts to stay strong with your viewership there, not just in Arizona, but, you know, of course, as a
tell your audience to check out jbushow.com and subscribe. I mean, that's really, if you want to help me out, that's the best thing you can do, because
we want to do that. Let's plan here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
To have a focused discussion, even if we invite people on a Zoom call and have an open discussion to give, you know, the residential, you know, the regular American the opportunity to speak out and hear their voices. Let's plan to do that in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to do like a round table and get people.
Yeah,
to,
that would be wonderful. I say it all the time when people comment on my videos. If I see a new commenter, I always say, please comment more often. Your voice is just as important as mine.
So important.
We are one big team. It is one big foxhole, and we're all sitting in the same foxhole, and we're all locked and loaded, and we're fighting back.
That's
so
right.
I always try to explain that to people. And again, you know, we may be in Arizona, we may be in Ohio, but that doesn't mean through technology and other means that we can't all be in the same room, on the same page, working together to save this country.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for everything you do. All right, everybody. The guys from the Big Mig are coming on here momentarily. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this. Thanks, Josh.